Live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this, I didn't realise what a fitting start this was to the show. But this is Eat Defeat, a little less than okay. You're listening to the Spy Tones underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band called Eat Defeat. We haven't played before. Leeds Harmonious Pop Punk, Tony.
Ooh.
If it sounded like I said harmonious right then, it's because I did a little hiccup as I said harmonious. Thus making it not harmonious. Didn't really think that through, did I? We are currently watching live Belgium v Japan, and it's 2-2 with 7 minutes to go, and it's not a game anybody was expecting.
No.
Not at all. A band we weren't expecting were, of course, Eat Defeat, and what a great name that is during the World Cup, because a lot of good countries have been eating defeat after being a little less than okay. And it wasn't intentional. It's pure coincidence that we played that. Anyway, Tony, point is, what is Eat Defeat's Bandcamp page?
Eatdefeat.bandcamp.com?
Simple as that. Tony 1, Paulie B and Internet 0, unlike the current score, which is Belgium 2, Japan 2. I've got some additional material for you, Tony.
Excellent.
In the shape of a poem.
Beautiful.
I now have to work out how to get the... Oh, there it is. How
there
to
it is.
Move my thing down to get my thing. And there it is. So if you have a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Poetry Corner if it's a poem, and Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke. We've had one entitled Poetry Corner, Tony.
Well done.
From none other than Sussex Saint. I do like a poem. And here goes. Hi, Paul. The poem starts. It's untitled, this poem.
Okay.
They said Russia would be a nightmare, but instead it's been fantastic. I think you will agree. Ronaldo and Messi have gone, and Germans are back home, but England march on to victory. Unless they get knocked out post-recording. All the best, Sussex Saint. Thank you, Sussex Saint. A genuine poem with internal rhyme and oh, good save by Japan there. So, I'm loving this World Cup, Tony. Thank you very much, Sussex Saint, by the way. We do love your poems. I like to read them out. Not just Sussex Saint's, everybody's poems.
Hmm.
We love everybody's poems. If Pam Ayres sent one in, I'd read it out.
Oh, excellent.
That is how in love with poetry I am, Tony.
You do love a good poem.
And the poetry of football, which is wonderful. I do think Belgium are going to win this game, though. But anyway, we'll see.
Yeah.
They will win or lose during this recording. So it's quite exciting. Right, Tone. I'm going to play another song for you. Now, we've already played some pop punk. There's going to be a bit more pop punk on this show. But next up, we got a band from Uppsala. Sweden, Tony, still in the World Cup as we record. Sweden playing Switzerland tomorrow. Very exciting. So, of course, Leeds is in England. England are still in the World Cup as well. So we're starting well.
Okay.
Haven't played Rotten Mind before, I don't think. Uppsala post-punks, Tony.
Right.
What is Rotten Mind's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/... Rotten Mind Sweden?
Good idea. Facebook.com/ Rotten Mind UA, as in Rotten Mind and then the letters UA, which presumably is short for Uppsala.
Right.
That makes sense, wouldn't it? Paulie Internet 1, Tony 1, and this is Restless Soul. You're listening to the Dustophonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Rotten Mind and a track called Rest of Soul. I'd say find out more about them by their Facebook page, facebook.com/rottenmindua. Tony, have you got any Facebook comments?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
Off you go.
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please pop along to our page. It's facebook.com/punkyradio or search punkyradio. Either which will do. Leave us a comment. Give us a cheeky follow. Do like to hear from you. Messages, not so much, because we'd like everyone to see. We are open out there. We're all about visibility in this podcast.
Although can I just say that I don't want you to cheekily follow me.
Right. Okay.
That's all of you.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Punky Radio would like a cheeky follow, though.
Yeah, it would.
Just the one comment this week. In response to last week's show, Joseph Sir Borg's been in touch.
Hello, Joe.
And he says, thanks for including Scanner in this week's playlist. We'll be sure to plug the show. Thanks, Mr. Sir Borg.
That's very kind of you. But is that it?
That's all we had. It's been a very quiet week.
We need people to try. I mean, I do understand that I've been a bit slack on the old internet of late, what with me being obsessed with the World Cup, but the rest of you have lives. So get on with them and tell us about them.
There you go.
Anyway, that concludes.
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
We're into injury time.
So is it 2 or still 2-2?
It's still 2-2, so it will go to extra time if it stays like this. Another 3 minutes, but I'm about to play two songs in a row.
Okay.
Stay tuned for a band we've never played before called the 86ers, but first up a band we have played before called the Glukes. Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have spelt it on your notes as G-L-U-C-K-S, but the U has an umlaut, thus making it the Glukes.
Right.
Just so you know.
Okay.
And so the rest of you know as well. It doesn't affect the website, however. The point is that the Glukes are from Ostend, which is in?
Belgium.
Ostend punk blues trash, my friend. Mm. They're probably watching this World Cup game as well right now and thinking, oh, blimey. Paul's mentioned two teams that are still in the World Cup, and we might not be by the time that this song is played, but it looks like they will still be in the World Cup when we play this song.
Right, okay.
Which is good. What is the Glukes website?
Theglukes.be.
Theglukesband.com, and it's the conventional U, so it's theglukesband.com. This is from the album Run Amok. And as I say, stay tuned for the 86ers. This is Under the Gun, which Belgium are.
You're calling to the trees. Are you lost, yeah? Just like me. Keep on wandering down the only road. We are calling to the trees.
just like me.
Keep on wandering down the only road I've ever been.
Listening to Mullet Monster Mafia underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the 86s and A Spectacle of Yourself, which is what Japan have just made after being two goes up. It looks like they're just about to lose 3-2 to Belgium. So the Glooks stay in the World Cup.
Wow.
Not bad. That track, all the way from Punk Garage, Tony, all the way from Kings County, New York.
Ooh.
And, of course, the United States not in the World Cup this year.
They're not, no.
So finally, after a great start, we got the hat-trick, and then all done, gone, done and dusted, all over. Game over, Tony.
Okay.
Game over, unfortunately. So, as I say, we haven't played the band before. You can find out more about the 86s by going to their Reverb Nation page, Tony, which is...
ReverbNation.com/the86s.
Now, ReverbNation.com/86s, as in 86s, yeah. So the numeric 86 and then S. So unfortunately, Tony, that makes it poorly the internet 3, Tony 1.
Okay.
Whereas it's Belgium 3, Japan 2. It's over. Belgium have won. Well done, the Glooks. Unlucky Japan. This is, however, good news for my World Cup blackjack, which I may or may not have discussed on the previous show. Anyway.
I don't think so, no.
Did you do anything last week?
No. Didn't do anything in the end. Watched a lot of World Cup. Tried to go and watch.
What's your favourite game? Do you have a favourite game?
I quite enjoyed the France match. And Uruguay versus Argentina.
Was, of course, brilliant.
Yep.
Except it was Uruguay, Portugal.
Oh, that was so... Oh, so yeah, they were both the same day, weren't they?
Yeah.
Well, those two Uruguay matches I really enjoyed.
Uruguay beat Portugal, and Ronaldo went home, very happy about that. And France beat Argentina in a 4-3 thriller.
Mm, I thought France played really well in that.
Yeah, that was a shame, wasn't it? We don't want them being good. But it's all right. We're getting rid of teams that traditionally beat us. I say we are. Teams that traditionally beat us they're dropping at a rate of knots, and the thing is, a lot of English people are getting very excited about their possible easy passage to the final and all that, and I'm just thinking, one game at a time, lads. We've got to play Colombia first, and it's tomorrow.
Yeah.
And it's actually, when you hear this show, it will have happened.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and I don't know what to think about it. I've got my fingers crossed.
That's all we can do.
Yeah, it's all we can do, Tony. So instead of dwelling on the World Cup, as we have been during most of the first half of this show, I would instead like to tell you about a man called Kent Duchesne.
Okay.
What a great name, Kent Duchesne.
That's a good name, that, yeah.
Kent Duchesne is from the Alabama-Georgia border, and I'm not sure which side he falls on, even though we did have a brief chat, after I saw him at the Lion last week in town. Now, last Friday I was off, I had a look what was on at the Lion, expecting some covers band. And I had to double check that it was actually Ken Duchesne, because Ken Duchesne is a legendary old white blues man from the South, who is a solo artist. He plays a knackered old steel guitar that he has to tune up before every song. He hits it like a wild man. He's fantastic live, and what he does is he tells stories between each song.
Okay.
And there were brilliant stories about old blues men and adventures he's had in the past in the Deep South, and great, great stories. Problem, Tony, is that people in Nottingham, they don't like talking, they like dancing, don't they? They like dancing.
They do love a good
people
dance.
People in Nottingham go out, they like dancing. So they jump about during the song and they clap and cheer and everything would be amazing. And then it would stop and he'd start telling a brilliant story. And there was only me listening. Everyone else started having a chat with each other, waiting until they could start dancing again. Right? Anyway, this went on until the end of the show. At the end of the show, he walked straight to the bar and he walked straight up to me and went, "Thanks for listening."
Like, nice.
Because clearly I was the only bloke who was focused on him. And I went, "That was fantastic." And we had a chat. And I think there's a couple of songs of his that are fast enough that we might be able to play them on the show. So I'm going to try and get a track from Kent Duchesne at some point. Anyway, had a really good time. Had a beer with him afterwards. It wasn't that busy. And had a great time. He hadn't been watching the World Cup at all.
Right.
So, frankly, I was a little shorter of conversation than in normal circumstances.
Okay.
Because I was all World Cupped out, and the fact that I just met an old blues legend in the corner of my local pub that I wasn't expecting didn't mean I could stop talking about the World Cup. So he did look for someone else to talk to.
Fair enough.
These things happen. Anyway, I've got his details. Now, Tony, I'm going to play another song. Should we play another song?
Let's do that, yeah.
All right, this is from The Vaults. Although I don't think we played the song, but the band are from The Vaults. It is, of course, Vicky Vortex and the Cumshots, Tony.
Excellent.
Now, the thing about Vicky Vortex and the Cumshots is they're from Brighton, but they're half the band are Spanish, half the band are English. So they're still in the... So they're out of the World Cup. Half of them are out of the World Cup.
Hmm.
Because Spain lost to Russia.
They did, yeah.
Which is great. Nobody wants to be the team to lose to Russia, do they? To beat Russia. No one wants to be the team that knocks Russia out of the World Cup. They all think they're going to end up in a salt mine. And I can see Russia reaching the final. Right. And it is one of those things that whichever team knocks out the host becomes the bogey team for the tournament. Extra so there. And I just wonder what'll happen. Anyway, Vicky Vortex and the Cumshots are brilliant. And they brought out, I'd say an album, a sort of extended EP, I think, in about 2014. And we played a couple of tracks off it. But I don't think we played this one, and this was the name of it. So we're going to play it now. Anyway, what is Vicky Vortex and the Cumshots Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ Vicky Vortex and the Cumshots.
It is indeed. All the words. No ampersand nonsense there. Facebook.com/ Vicky, V-I-K-I, Vortex and the Cumshots. C-U-M-S-H-O-T-S, as the young people spell it.
Yeah.
Without the as the young people spell it. You know what I mean? If you type in Vicky Vortex and the Cumshots or any amalgam of that, you're going to find them. Just don't put the Cumshots.
No. No.
Make sure there's a Vicky Vortex in there.
Always.
If you want a Cumshot, make sure Vicky Vortex is present. Anyway, they're a great band, they're great fun, they're brilliant. You're gonna love this song. It's Paulie Vinson's Net 3, Tony 2, and this is what the Japanese are going through right now. Countdown to a breakdown. Listening to Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Vicky Vortex and the Cumshots and Countdown to a Breakdown. Have you got a gig for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Didn't dare do it in a Russian accent.
Belgians.
Yes,
thanks for your gigs. If you have any gigs for me, don't forget, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where they're playing, how much is it to watch them play. If you include the Facebook event, you may well qualify for this week's Pogotwa! Punky Gig of the Week, if you so want to call it out. But frankly, Pogotwa is a much better name.
It's catching on, isn't it?
It's getting traction. It's getting traction, is what it's doing.
It's getting traction, is it?
Yeah. Iron Mike's been in touch.
Is it clickbait? I don't know what clickbait is, but I keep seeing it. People keep saying, oh, it's clickbait.
Yeah. No.
Anyway.
I know.
No, it's not. All right.
Well, maybe it is. I don't know. He's, I'm actually into it. She says, hi, Tony. Got another potential pagotwa. Although,
oh, hang on a minute. We never heard from Copper Dave, did we?
We didn't, no.
No. Hi, Mike, if you listen, get Copper Dave to track us down, will you?
Exactly. Got another potential pagotwa. Although, when you look at the lineup, it's got to be a close contender for Pagotti.
Ooh.
Loads of punky favourites on the bill. Although, and this free camping too. So, this Friday.
Oh, I think I know where this is already, yeah.
All yeah. Right. Friday, 6th of July, so this Friday to the Sunday, the 8th, is Unholy Mestival 2, a Messinado. So, the Vic Bikers pub in Colville.
Yeah, not far from us.
Yeah, if Junction 20, 21, 21, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it isn't far from us.
Yeah. Loads of bands.
I was like, we live together.
Yeah, I know. We're not far away. So, yeah, Peter Tramp playing Puss Candir Johnson's. The Bleach Boys are playing.
Excellent.
Yes. The Footquits, Spunk Volcano and the Eruptions, Crash Induction, You Want Fox, Chambers, Hung Daddy, Hospital Food, Catalina Kicks, Death Sex Bloodbath, Mick O'Toole, The Papa Shango's Leftovers, The Teenage Zombies, Kill the Masters, Bexatron, Eye Licker, Diablo Furs, Mr. Shiraz, The Relatics, Tio Rico, Noah Idols, Weekend Recovery, The Polyesters, The King Crows, Cockney Dog Lady, The Johnny Squizzer Crow.
You just wanted to say cock, didn't you?
I did. The Johnny Squizzer Crow Experiment, Minotaur, The Web, Jelly, Rum Direction, Downpipe, Dead Objectives, The Burning Suicides, and Extract.
Yeah, there is a whole show of punky radio in among those bands.
Yep.
It looks very, very good.
£30 for the weekend, £7 for Friday, £15 for Saturday, and £12 for Sunday. If you are around, that is, going to be a great weekend.
Well, you know, I can... Who's on Friday? Have you got the breakdown?
No, I've just got the list of the days.
Oh, yeah, because I could do Friday, definitely.
Well,
I might be able to do Sunday, I doubt it, but I might be able to do Sunday. I can't do Saturday, sadly. But that, it does look really good. I see why it is very nearly a Pagotti rather than a Pagotua.
So Friday, Footquits, Chambers, Hung Daddy, Pizza Tramp, Hospital Food, Catalina Kicks and Death Sex Bloodbath. That's Friday.
Yeah, it is pretty good, isn't it?
It's pretty good.
Do you know, I might head down there on Friday. Who knows?
Bleach Boys and Pussycat and Dirk Johnson's are Saturday, unfortunately.
That's a shame, yeah. Yeah, I know. But do you know what? It's a good lineup on Friday. And I can sleep in the car.
There you go.
I'll sleep in the car. I'm not camping.
Nah. God, no. It's free if you want to. But anyway, there you go. That's it. That's what I have.
Well, in that case, that concludes
Tony's
International Gig Guide. Oh, Pagotti, nearly.
Yeah, very well, could well be.
We better play two songs in a row.
Okay.
Stay tuned for the Soap Girls, who we have played before, but first a band we haven't, the legendary Tiger Man, Tony.
Okay.
And this is interesting. It's a one-man Lisbon punk blues band, so he's out the World Cup.
That's true, yeah.
Absolutely brilliant. You're going to love this. What is the legendary Tiger Man's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ The Legendary Tiger Man.
Yeah, it is. Okay. It is. It's Tony 3, Paulie B Internet 3, and this is Motorcycle Boy.
Motorcycle kid.
Wackadoddles.
You're listening to the Fusilis underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Soap Girls and a track called Johnny Rotten, Tony.
Ooh.
The Soap Girls are French-born but Cape Town-raised. So South Africa not in the World Cup, but France still are.
They are, yes.
How about that? And They're catchy punk revolt rock sisters, Tony.
Lovely.
Yeah, and we've played them on the show before, and they played the Maze the other week with you on Fox, who were on at the big festival, what it was called, at the Vic.
Yeah.
So it all ties in. What is the Soap Girls website?
Thesoapgirls.co.uk.
I just said the French-born Cape Town raised, but yeah, go for .co.uk. It's thesoapgirls.com. You've kind of given that away, Tony. You've done a Japan on yourself there.
I've done a Japan, yeah.
Thrown it away. Paulie B Internet 4, Tony 3. Are you doing anything this week?
Just World Cup action, I think. I think World that's all we're doing, yeah.
Well, I've got World Cup action, and I might try and get down to the Vic in Colville on Friday. And on Saturday, if England win tomorrow night, or yesterday, if you're listening now, then they'll have their quarterfinal on Saturday at 7 o'clock, I think. And I'll be doing my latest tour of Nottingham. It's going very well, thanks for asking.
Cool.
Beforehand, so I'm busy on Saturday, which is why I can't go to the Vic's Mestival Super Punk Excellence thing on Saturday. But I am definitely going to try and go down on Friday. If you're going down there on Friday, let me know. We'll meet up and have a chat on that.
Yeah, excellent. There you go.
Idea, isn't it? Yeah. And you're watching the World Cup.
Yeah, I think so. Again, I'm going to try and watch a Star Wars film, but it's just with the weather as it is, it's a shame to go see in a dark room. But I do like dark rooms.
Well, have you been out in the weather much?
I walked to work quite a lot, and we went for a walk around Attenborough at the weekend.
But you've not actually been sunbathing?
Oh, no. I'm a man with no tan. I burn very easily.
Yeah, well, I've been wanting a day in the garden for the last week because I was off, but I kept being World Cup on.
Yeah.
I kept not getting out in the backyard. It I would tough. Like to get out in the backyard this week if I can. There's showers on Thursday and Saturday, but they're only at 5 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
For an hour, apparently.
Oh, that's handy.
Which is bad news for my tour on Saturday, it being at 5 o'clock.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, that's all right anyway. So yeah, I'll see. If you've got ridiculously sunburn, email paulieb at punkyradio.com. Shouting, titling your email. Ow!
Yeah, you know that.
And we'll have a chat about it. I haven't been burnt yet. I got my head burnt down in Bournemouth, didn't I? And that all peeled off.
Oh, lovely.
That was really nice. I had my hair cut last Saturday, Tony, by someone who hasn't cut it before, and he didn't understand leave the quiff. I mean, I've not got a lot of hair left, but I am almost the bonehead at the moment.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I think it's the shortest my hair's ever been.
Wow.
What's left of it. It took ages as well. I mean, there's only 3 strands to trim. It took absolutely ages. I thought I was going to be late for my tour. I think we should play another song and then we'll crack on with the last bit, shall we?
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's do that. So, Birmingham alt rock punk coming up now. Birmingham, England, not Birmingham, Alabama, which I'm sure Kent Duchesne would have been to a lot. So, Birmingham in England, still in the World Cup, Tony.
They are.
Still in the World Cup. A band called Love Bites. Now, I had to be a little bit careful when I looked up Love Bites' Facebook page, because when I typed in Love Bites band, I did at first get an all-girl metal band from Japan.
Mmm.
And not the Birmingham punk alt-rock band I was after.
Right.
So I'm pleased I checked. I went, hang on, that's not them. That gives you a little bit of a clue to the fact that their Facebook page might not just be Love Bites. What is Love Bites' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/LoveBitesSuck.
Good idea. Facebook.com/LoveBitesWM.
Ah.
As in West Midlands, I suppose.
Yeah.
I don't think it's short for women. I think it's West Midlands. So that's probably the Internet 5, Tony 3. After all that, you've done a Japan. You've Japanned yourself. You've been nipponed.
Okay. Oh, well.
No one wants to get nipponed.
They don't.
Anyway, it means it's 5-3, and this is Love Bites, Social Hell.
Coming out my mobile. proud. A humble new bone, it crumbles, although I'm better now.
Listening to Desiro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Love Bites, Social Hell. Have you got a twat?
No.
Knickers?
Yeah, not heard anything. Maybe everyone's too busy making a list whilst watching the World Cup, and I'm going to get inundated as soon as the World Cup ends. Not even Maradona got twatted. It was unbelievable. If you do have a twat for me, don't forget to email me. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It is that simple. Or twat's food with thanks. Email me now. But in lieu of twat, I'm going to remind you to review us at iTunes. If you do have iTunes and you've got an iPhone or any Apple device, maybe you just like using it on your PC. If you can leave us a review, it will make a massive difference. Go to punkyrage.com, go click on the iTunes link. It will take you to the iTunes store where you can review us, 5 stars only, obviously, and we'll read them out. If you are in the UK or the US, I'll see your review. If you're not in either, email me your review at tony@punkyrage.com so we can feature it, or you can include your 2-letter ISO code so I can find it myself. But generally, just email me. Well, just the reviewing part is the important part. So if you can do that, that would be great. Thank you.
Yes, you should absolutely do everything that he just said.
Yes, excellent.
Excellent. One last track this week. A band we have played before, but not for a while. Emnibus, Tony.
Okay.
We started off with some pop punk. We're finishing with it. Sorry, pop punk. And they're lovely fellas. We get very nice emails from them from time to time saying, we've done this now. Will you check it out? And this time around, I checked it out and I thought, yes, we'll play that to finish the show this week. Because it is fitting, what would it be in the World Cup and that, I just realised. What is Emnibus's Bandcamp page?
Emnibus.bandcamp.com.
It is. Emnibus is E-M-N-I-B-I-S. Emnibus.bandcamp.com. Poorly Internet 5, Tony 4. It's a win for me. And this is, as many football fans and teams are watching during the World Cup are having to do, this is Giving It Up.
Why are you giving it up, giving it up, giving it up? Talk it out, you gotta face the crowd. It's
Why are you giving it up?
That was Emnibus giving it up. Thank you so much for listening this week. We'll play more of them in the future and possibly some of the other bands as well. Who knows? Next week, we're going to do the Threatened Cherry Red C89 Indie Special, and you're going to love it. All right?
Cool.
All right. I might see one or two of you. Who knows? If I get down there to Colville on Friday, I might see one or two of you on my tour on Saturday. Good luck, England, in the World Cup, if you're still in it, because frankly, we don't know. I hope you enjoyed the strange commentary that went at the start of this show. And I do appreciate as well that one or two of you, when this show goes out, you might think there's a slight disconnect between me and Tony at some points. There was.
Thanks, Skype.
Yeah, thank you, Skype. Anyway, I hope you all have a great week. I hope you have a great week too. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog.
Milky Pants.